Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
So I did want to jump into the Word of God, and then we'll see where we navigate. But I will start it off with this here. Anybody gone through anything in their life? Just if you're going through something, just wave at me. Just wave at me. Yeah. That's been kind of heavy upon my heart this week. And so it is possible that at the end of the service that we will invite people to come forward and we will have prayer. I want to say this because I often forget to say it. I want to welcome our online viewers. If you're here in person, I don't know if you guys know that we live stream. Now, I had a conversation with a few people this past week about us doing live stream, and I was very hesitant to tell the present congregation that is in here in person that we live stream. Anybody have an idea why I was hesitant to say that? Yeah. So people be like, what? You live stream? I'm just going to stay at home and watch it. But if you are here today, and even if you're watching online, it is better to be in person. I got a few amens. That means everybody else is like, brother, you won't see me next week, brother. No, it is, the people online need to hear this, y'all. So even if y'all don't believe it, can y'all like send it online? All right, it is better to be in person. Amen? Yeah, yeah. Let that person jump off their couch and be like, ooh, I should get there. But we are live streaming. So right now we just live streamed a sermon and kind of like if we do altar call, the end of the service and everything as well. So a moment, I just want to talk to our online viewers. And so if you're watching online, we thank you for joining us. If you have the ability to come in person, please join us in person. Don't use online viewing as an excuse for not coming in person. Amen? I'm talking to all of us now. Yeah, it's not the same. It's not the same. It's not the same. But I believe, and the reason why I'm saying online viewers, you can participate in this as well, that towards the end of the service today after the sermon, that we need to pray for one another. And so I usually ask our prayer team to come forward, but we don't have enough people on our prayer team to pray for, I believe, the amount of people that will want prayer today. And so I may be asking some other people to come forward. We need to pray for one another. There are things that each and every one of us are going through. We need to pray for one another. And if you're bold enough, right, if you come forward, it is about your faith. It's about your faith. Whoever's praying with you is standing in agreement with what you are believing God for, right? So sometimes people come forward, and, you know, this is okay if you've done this before. I've done it before as well. You come forward. And if you're emotional, you just may come forward crying. Ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being emotional. In fact, some people in here and some people online, y'all need to cry a little bit more. You're holding it in a whole lot, and it's impacting your health. You need to release it. Release it, right? It's okay. You can cry. Ain't nothing wrong with shedding some tears. And it's also nothing wrong with crying. As long as you're in a safe space, crying to the point where you think you may not be able to pull yourself out of it. Church is a safe space for that. So you can, wherever you want to pray, but you can come here and pray, right? Come on, how many people were here in the service when I fell to my knees? Right, Chaplain Q was preaching, right, and everything. It took me weeks to understand what was going on. What happened? What caused me to fall to my knees? I was standing here. Chaplain Q was doing the altar call and everything. We were worshiping. And I don't know what song it was, right? But it hit me. And he was sharing some things. And I just fell to my knees. There was a moment where I thought the falling to my knees was what I just came through, right? Like the experiences that I just had. Well, this past week or 2 weeks ago, as I was praying, it was the expectation of what was coming, the heaviness of what was coming. So I kept thinking like, wow, like you ever been through something and you're like, I'm glad I made it through that, right? And you cry like, Lord, I made it. It's this, right? Like, oh, so glad I made it through that. But how about, oh my Lord, look at what I'm stepping into. And the weight of what I'm stepping into is what caused me to fall to my knees. And I didn't understand it because I had not yet been walking in it. So for some people, when you come to the altar, you need to open up your mouth and say what's going on. Sometimes you come forward and the person praying says, anything I can pray for, it is just like, just open up your mouth and say what you going through. Whatever it is you're going through, open up your mouth and say it. Yep, because many of us that's up here praying, we can discern what it is that we should be praying for. But just tell us. just say it. Just say it. If the woman with the issue of blood, if only, she kept saying within herself, if only I can touch the hem of his garment, then I know I'll be healed. Like, and whether she was murmuring it to herself or saying it within her heart, she was rehearsing that all I got to do is get to this man and touch the, she was very specific. If all I can do is just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And so God, I think, right now is saying to some of us, we need to be very specific in regards to what we are asking him to do in our life. Amen? Lord, however you bless me, I'll be satisfied. And the Lord says, well, I guess I'll just kind of give you, let's see what we got here. I guess I'll just give you whatever you want. Right? But the Lord says he'll give us the secret petitions or the desires of our heart. But we need to open up our mouth and say what that is. Lord, you know my heart. Yeah, but I want to hear you say it. Say it. Say something. Talk to God. Sing to God. Do you realize you can sing your prayer requests unto the Lord? How do you think these different songs come out? You will always be holy, 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 holy forever. What do you think CeCe Winans got that song? She probably was in the midst of prayer and something hit her spirit and she was like, I think that's a song that other people need to hear. Because if it blessed me in my moment, I think it'll bless others. Some of us, you're holding on to too much. Yes, God is all-knowing. Yes, yes, yes. Before you even utter the words out of your mouth, yes, he already knows it. Yes, but he wants to hear from you. Listen, the whole earth moans and groans and waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. We need to open up our mouths so that the earth can also hear what it is that the sons of God has to say. When I say sons, we're talking about men and women. Some of us are too quiet, and it's getting to you mentally and physically. Open up your mouth and say something. Well, I don't know what to say. God good. The Lord can understand all tongues. And the Holy Spirit can even help with utterances that our mind don't understand. So even if you're just like... Like, I don't know what's going on. And then all of a sudden from that place you cry out and say, God, I'm just so sick and tired of all of this. God is not going to say, oh, who are you hollering at? He's not going to come back at you like that. He's not going to say to you, you know what, when you calm down, then you come talk to me. That's how we are as parents. When you get your emotions together, then you come. God is like, bring it on. That is the part of you that I've been waiting for. Stop acting like you got it all together. Here, you know what happens to a person who try to pretend they got it all together? What happens? Eventually they do what? Fall apart. What's the thing we say in the military will help? If something falling apart, lose a little duct tape or something like that to bring it back. It don't work. Try our best just to hold ourselves together. All these different phrases. I'm yet holding on. Let go. Let go. If we really trust God, let go. But I don't know what type of state of being I'm going to be in. But that's right where he's saying, I want you to be. It's like Peter being afraid of walking on the water. Oh my gosh. Like, I don't know what the conversation was like. Chaplain Q, I want to walk on the water, but I'm afraid if I do walk on the water, I might drown. But I think that's the Lord. Should I walk on the water? I don't know if I should walk on the water. I said, and if he was going through that whole conversation with everybody else on the boat, I don't know, Peter, you crazy. You shouldn't walk on the water. I know I'm crazy, but crazy people do crazy things when they trust God. So I want to walk on the water, but I think that's the Lord. And finally, he gets to the point. He says, Lord, if that is you, I don't know if that's you. I'm not sure. And that's where I share with people. You don't have to always be 100. You don't always have to know everything 100. Lord, if that's you, I don't know if that's you. It looked like you. It might be a ghost. If it's you, bid me to come. And as I say this all the time, God does not give this theological dissertation and you know, hey, you need to make sure that you're reading this, or you need to fast before you walk out on the water, and you need to travail, and you need to call 5 people. He said to him, just one word, come. And sometimes I think I need to fast before I walk on the water. I need to travail. I need 5 church services. I need online service. I need to go away to a conference before I walk on the water. And God is just saying, just do it. What are you afraid of? You're not walking to what you believe God is calling you to do. You're walking to God. And sometimes we focus so much on the call that we don't look at God. Lord, sometimes we say, Lord, if this is what you want me to do, do these other things. Why don't we say, Lord, if this is you calling me, bid me to come deeper into a relationship with you. Why don't we flip that? Lord, if this you that's calling me to do whatever it is that I believe that you're calling me to do, then draw me closer to you, God. Because what I don't want is to be end up in this place doing what you called me to do, but more distant from you. So, Lord, if this is you, bid me to come closer to you. And the Lord says, man, that's so good. Because in you coming closer to me, you're walking in your assignment. You're walking in your purpose. It's not separate. Your purpose is found in God, not apart from God. So if you're here today and you're like, I don't know what the Lord want me to do, I need you to go after God. Like Paul says, for my determined purpose is to know him. I want to know him. I want to know him so that when I'm out on the water, and the winds is blowing, and the water is smacking me in my face, and I feel like I am going to drown in the midst of this, what is my response? My response is not, job, save me. Marriage, save me. Children, save me. Money, save me. What's my response? Lord, save me. Because I'm only out here because I was trying to get to you. I'm not trying to get to the next thing. I'm trying to get to you, God. And getting to you can cause me to be in some uncomfortable places, but I won't stop calling out to you. So what is God calling you to? Please don't ignore the one calling you. Amen? Always come back to God. Always. Every chance you get, every interval you have, every moment, come back to God. Don't find yourself so far out there that connecting with God becomes unfamiliar. Prayer just don't feel right. Praise just don't feel right. Reading the word just don't feel right. Well, where'd you go? Come on back. You're too far out there. Come on back. Come back to the one who saved us, who raised us. Come back to the one who wants to heal us. Amen. So be honest with God. What's going on in your life that you just want to tell God? Or if you come up here for prayer, you're okay sharing it with a brother or sister. And just say, you know what? Or it could be a great thing. I'm in the midst of trying to make a decision about something, and I just need you to pray with me about it, because I don't want to disappoint God. But what I won't do, I won't stay here. So brother and sister, I need you in the spirit to push me forward and help me move. Amen? Open up your mouth and tell God how you feel. Or tell a brother and sister that you can trust in God how you feel. I'm telling you. And sometimes you'll feel lighter. And don't be afraid. This is for the person that's just like, no, I can't cry. You know? Because when I turn around from here and people in the congregation are looking, they're going to see me crying. And you know what they're going to say? He must really be going through. And you know what I'm going to say? I am. I am. I'm going through because I won't stop. But keep going through. Amen? So if we get to that point at the end of the service and we open up the altar to pray, and I say, hey, if you're going through something and you want somebody to pray with you, just come on forward. And if you say, hey, I don't want nobody to pray, I just want to kneel down at the altar. But this is what I'm asking. That wherever you are, open up your mouth and say something. Don't be quiet. That in this place, there will be this rumbling and this sound. Last week, we talked about the day of Pentecost. There will be this rumbling and this sound, and there will be cries, and there will be tears, and there will be prayers, and there will be soft music playing, and it may be the praise team singing a little bit, but there will be a sound that will be in this place. Amen. Because we're opening up our mouth, and for the person that don't want to make a sound, they'll make a sound because their neighbor is making a sound. But what I'm saying, like I want us at some point of this service to fill the atmosphere with a sound. And whether it's God, thank you so much. Thank you, Lord. God, I praise you. I thank you. Whether it's God, please help me. I don't know what I'm doing. God, please help me. Whether it's the prayer of the other person, whatever it is. Whether it's a praise. God, I thank you. You're so good. You're so great. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. But open up your mouth and say something. Amen? Because one of the things that God was sharing with me is that many of us, we are worshiping, and we have this relationship with God from here, from an intellectual perspective. But God is a spirit, and they who worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. So that means that, yeah, I can get here, but really God, I'm just pointing here more inner being type of thing. This is where we meet the Lord. It is in the deep recesses of our heart. And for some of us, we're living our life too much upstairs. And God is saying, come on down to the basement, the lower level. Come on down. Come on down to the basement and stop living up here. Stop living on the front porch. Stop living on the steps. Some of us haven't even let God in the house. We haven't even let him in the kitchen, and we sure enough won't let him in our bedroom. But the basement is where I put the stuff in boxes. And then, number one, I put it in the box, then I seal the box, then I take the box downstairs, and then I find a room in the basement to put the box. So the only one who knows where that thing really is, two people, you and God. Amen? But it's through worship, it's through prayer, it's through tears that you go downstairs. And sometimes the basement door is locked. Oh, don't go down there. That's not the bathroom. The bathroom is back there. You don't
What's the name of that car? We don't talk about Bruno. We don't go downstairs. Well, what do you have a basement for? It's for storage. We don't go down there. And unfortunately, as children of the Most High God, even some of us have restricted God's movement to our upstairs experiences, our first level experiences. Some of us has not even gone to the upper room with God. And so God is just, he's just hanging out. But when I walk upstairs, I don't bring him with me, theoretically. And then once in a while, I turn on the light, I open up the basement door, I look down there as if somebody else is going to be there, and then I creep down the steps of my life. And I make sure nobody else is following me. And then I go open up that box. And then I quickly seal it back up. And the only reason I opened a box is not to take stuff out, but to add more stuff to it. And that box may be my pain box. And now somebody else hurt me. Instead of me letting it out, I'm putting more pain in there. And God is saying to us today in this moment, whether you're here in person, you're online, what is in your basement? What is in the lower, the deep recesses of your heart that it's been a few years that you've even cried over it? There's issues in our life that we say to people, I don't cry over that no more. I'm over it. I'm done crying over that. And God might be saying today, you need to cry over it. You know why? Because you're not over it. You have suppressed it so that your mind does not connect with it any longer. So the only way that you can access it is by spending time with God. And even in this moment, for some of us that's listening, God wants to unlock that. And you know what some people are doing? Suppressing it. And you know the reason why? Because we don't even trust ourselves. I don't trust how I am going to react if I deal with that. And if I don't trust myself, I sure enough don't trust God. So I believe, and this started this morning as I was preparing to get here today, this started this morning within my heart, that there are certain areas of our life that is off limits. This just sounds crazy. It is off limits to God. Well, Pastor, if the Lord wanted to deal with that area, if he is a spirit, then he can move in any area he wants to. No, he can't. Because we have this thing that's called a will. And that will says, I wish you would. I wish you would, Lord. Lord, I'll see you in heaven, then we can talk about it. But we ain't dealing with that stuff down here on earth because I don't trust nobody. Is there anything that you are holding on to that God is saying to you today, I need for you to start letting it go? What is that? What is it? I don't know what it is. I got my own stuff. I got my own stuff. Each and every day that I'm going into prayer and saying, God, I have these fears and I have these anxieties and I have these worries, God, and I don't think I can move and do the thing that you called me to do unless I deal with them with you, God. Every day, going before the Lord. But what we cannot do is pretend that it's not there. You cannot pretend because it will limit your ability to advance the kingdom of God. And for some of us, you may be, well, I'm good if the kingdom don't advance. I'm just trying to make it through. You are a child of the Most High God. We talked about it last week. The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. So we're on an assignment from the king. So we should be concerned about doing the king's business. So if I am content just with my own personal life and I am not opening up my ears to hear what the King of Glory is saying to me, then I'm not living out my God-given assignment. So if God is challenging you to move or deal with something, it might mean that your next assignment is going to deal with that. And that's exactly why some of us say, I don't want to deal with it. Pastor Will, I am not trying to be counseling anybody about what I went through. I'm not trying to preach to anybody about what I went through. I'm not trying to sing to anybody that I went through. I'm not trying to help anybody financially because I went through financially. But God is trying to unlock something within each and every one of us. Because this next kingdom assignment just might deal with the thing that's locked up. Are y'all with me? So what is it? And you don't have to go to the basement and just start ripping open every box. Be led by God. But what is it? What is it that needs to be opened back up? And even the Lord will instruct you on how to open it. For some, he may say, I need for you to rip that thing open so that it's not easy to close it again. And for some, he may say, I need you to, we're just going to peek into the box right now. So just open it up a little bit. But I need for you to at least look at the content in the box. And for some, if you need to go ahead and make that therapy appointment in preparation for this, do so. Because you know, if you open that back up, it's going to open up some things in your life. You may experience some stuff mentally. But you got to address it. You can say, I ain't got to do nothing. You sure enough don't. And that's the response from God as well. God says, my heart desire for you is. And we say, well, God, like, have you seen my heart lately, Lord? And God's like, yep. And in the midst of all of that that I see, I still see beauty. I still see purpose. I still see, as the children were singing, joy. Where do you think joy's at? Somebody, can y'all say that, Larry? Where's joy at? Is it up? Down. So why don't I have the joy of the Lord? Maybe because you ain't going down. You keep trying to go up. You're trying to be happy. I'm so happy. And we just like singing. But God is like, you know, like joy is down. So the way we are able to get to the point where no one can take our joy away, you know why? Because they don't know where your joy is at. You can't take from me. You don't even know how to get to it. You haven't been through what I've been through. You don't know the God that I know. You don't know the revelation that I get from God. So you don't know how to grab it from me because you haven't been where I've been. But you can take my happiness away. Don't smile at me. I ain't happy. not pay me, I ain't happy. But joy you can't get to because you don't know where it is. Because it's found in the deep recesses of my heart with God. Joy is in the deep recesses of my heart when I don't know how to make myself happy. I played all the songs that I want to, and I can't seem to shake this. But then I encounter God, and he breaks something within me, and then joy like a river begins to flow out of me. So you can't take it from me because you're not part of that experience. You don't know me enough to take joy from me, but you can help me be not happy. I'm not happy with this job. I'm not happy with this. But you know what? But I do have joy. And I know where to tap into the joy of the Lord. That scripture where it says the joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, came after the priests read the word of God. So after the people heard from God, then that scripture was pronounced. So joy is not something that I can just grab. Joy is an experience that I have with God, and it comes from that. In fact, joy is one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So it is produced within me. And that is the reason why people can't take your joy, because they didn't give it to you. They didn't produce it in you. The Holy Spirit produced it in the soil of your heart. And it was you and God that was laboring and praying and crying and reaching out. And then joy came. Joy is an experience with God. Amen. I guess this is the preach word for today. Yeah. Praise the Lord. For me, it feels emotional to think about people going down to the basement and begin to start dealing with some stuff. It almost brings tears to my eyes to think that as believers of Jesus Christ spiritually, and some of us, it is a natural move as well. Maybe it's the garage for you. But wherever it is the place of your life that you do not access as often. You avoid it. And there are certain seasons that you say, I'm ready for it. There's certain seasons that certain people go and deal with whatever it is they're dealing with. But can I share this with you? And if you know anything about God, he only puts seasons and time and place for us, but he operates outside of that. It's just for our comfort that we have seasons and times, but God is not locked into our seasons and our times. So what God will do, it will be winter where you start putting away your spring clothes and all of that. And God will say, I want you to go open up that box with those summer clothes in. Because there's something in that box that I want you to deal with in this season. Well, Lord, can't we wait until next season? Can't we wait until I got a little bit more money, then we can deal with that? And he say, no, because then you're dependent upon you and you're not dependent upon God. And some of us are so calculated in our movements that we got it all figured out. During this season of my life, I used to step into depression. So I'm going to prepare myself for depression. And God says, you know what? I want to flip that a little bit. Stop preparing yourself to be depressed. For the joy of the Lord is my strength. And some of us are speaking things over our life based upon previous seasons of our life. Last year around this time, this happened. I guess the same thing going to happen this time. Stop. Stop, stop, stop. All the enemy has to do is trigger one thing. And some of us for 5 years are locked into that cycle. Stop. Every year around this time, stop. I know that's what you feel. But can you speak against that? Can you speak something contrary to what your senses see and speak what you sense God saying? What is God saying to you? Amen? Monday's coming. And sometimes, because even myself sometimes, I'm sitting there, it's like, oh my Lord, have you ever been in worship and then your mind drift off to work? And you start coming down. You know what we need to do, y'all? Come on back up. Do something to come up. Sing louder. So you know, like, in that song, you up, sing a little louder. We'd be like, sing a little louder. Sing a little louder. I'm like, are they talking to us about singing a little louder? And it's like, we don't be singing louder. But what if in the midst, or even right now, in the midst of what it, your mind is starting to drift somewhere. You know who pulls your thoughts back? Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Whose responsibility is it to bring your mind back when you begin to drift off? It's ours. The Holy Spirit may start it, but we got to follow through with it. So if your mind is getting distracted, you need to pull your thoughts back down and bring it subject unto the Lord. And so if your mind right now is drifting to something that is weighing you down, the joy of the Lord is my strength, right? Just right in the midst of it. You know, like the God is good. We used to wonder why people holler out things in church and we're like, what is wrong with them? They're just erratic in their behavior. It's because sometimes they are fighting mental battles. And if they don't open up their mouth and speak against what it is that's coming at them, they feel like they're not going to make it. Peter could not be concerned about what James and John and everybody else on the boat thought when he was drowning or he was sinking and he cried out, Lord, save me. He couldn't get to the point where he'd say, dag, man, I thought I had enough faith to get to Jesus, but I didn't make it. What they gonna think that's back on the boat? Told you don't do it. Told you don't get married. Told you don't take that job. I know you said you thought the Lord told you to do that. I told you not to. I told you. Remember them other people that tried it? You remember what happened to them? Told you. And sometimes we're so concerned about being embarrassed that we don't cry out to God. Because I'm concerned about the people who decided not to walk on the water. Why are you worried about people that won't even step on the water? Why are you worried about them? They're not even where you are. If I say I need prayer, they're going to know something's wrong with me. If I cry, they're going to think something's wrong with me. If I pray the prayer to receive Jesus into my heart, but I thought I was already saved, but if I pray it, they might think I was a fake. Do it anyway. God does not get tired of our requests. Pray at all times. Pray without ceasing. And that does not mean just walking around praying. That means regardless of where I am in my life, I will not stop talking to my God. Amen. I won't cease because that's my life. He is my life. It's a song that says, he is my everything. He is my all in all. So I won't stop talking to him. So what's in the box? What's in the box? What is in the box that today God is inviting us, in whatever way you want to do it, to begin to talk to him about it? That's the invitation. Begin to talk to God about what's in the box, that's in the closet, that's in the basement, that's in the house. And do you trust God to have access to it? And if God is leading you, do you trust someone that you can connect with to talk to them about it?
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in his love, and live out his purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.